Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I saw this funny thing this morning. It had me laughing. I obviously would never fucking do it, but if you're a man and you're on an airplane, right, and you're about to put your luggage on the overhead compartment, would you ever tell or ask for help from the flight attendant?
Absolutely not.
There's one scenario.
What the fuck is scenario? There is no scenario.
There's no scenario.
There's no fucking scenario.
The only, maybe.
Unless you're short as hell.
Well.
No.
The only scenario I can think of is if my shit's already up there and I'm on the window seat and they're like, we need to move it. And I'm like, all right, you go ahead and move it. I'm not going to get out and do all that.
Right.
Mine's tight.
I'm not asking for help.
Right.
Like, because the flight attendants are 80% women.
Okay.
Okay. So, I mean, not to say that there's not women that are stronger than me. Of course there are. But like. Also, why'd you pack a carry-on bag that's heavier than you can pick up?
I don't know. I mean, they got these new ones now. Now she's ordered this new bag. It's it can damn near fit everything, like our big-ass suitcase.
Yeah.
And one that's just a regular just roll bag. And so, but like we went on a cruise. She packed it. That motherfucker was that bitch.
Because they don't weigh those.
They don't weigh those. Right. That's what I'm saying. And that's why she packed. That bitch was like damn near 60 pounds.
Because you have a 50-pound limit before you have to pay a bunch of extra money.
Yes.
For
which is
bag.
Also some dog shit.
Yeah, but 50 pounds a lot though.
But no, the thing with the dog shit part is when you get to the fucking counter sometimes and they're like, sir, that's too big and you got to pay, like that's why I told her don't put me in these cheap ass planes no more, because it wasn't me, it was the people behind Andy.
Yeah,
they had eight bags and they had to pay $100 a fucking bag.
Ooh,
right there.
Wow.
Right there.
Because sometimes they'll let you like take some stuff out of it and try to put it in another bag.
Which is why it's
like
dumb
that
they're weighing it.
Yeah.
Well, but it's
because
not,
all of the weight is still getting on the plane.
But it's not about that.
That's what same thing. I agree.
No. But it's not,
I agree.
It's not about it being too heavy for the plane. It's like a 60-pound bag for the people that are throwing it. Somebody's going to fucking throw their back out. Like 60 pounds is a fucking lot if you're not expecting it to be. You know what I mean? Like
that's why
is.
You do the whole not, you do the whole lift. You just don't grab and throw.
I would
that's how you throw your back out.
Yeah, I would hope, but you know those guys are moving fast and you know a lot of bags to move. But I don't think it's. I mean, I think the plane can handle it.
Yeah.
I don't know how much the people are going to weigh. Yeah. And there's, you know what I mean. So
fair enough. To answer your question, the only situation where I'd be like, all right, you know, is like if I'm like either in the front of the plane or the back of the plane and there's no overhead space near me, but there is overhead space on the plane, am I going to go against traffic to try and get back to the middle of the plane or whatever? Or do I just hand it to them and say, hey, would you mind just putting this?
That's different though.
It might be.
Like that, like if I'm last on the plane. And I can't find any place to put it. She's like, hey, just sit down. There's some spot in the back. I'll get it for you. Like, great.
That's
but that's different between I can't lift it. Ma'am, can you come help
me? Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I wouldn't have them help me.
But also don't pack
a
bag too heavy for yourself to lift. Yeah. Like that's
I am a definite have phobia that I won't get overhead space. I just she gets mad because she likes what the hell are you? Why do we gotta get on the plane? Because we're in the first boarding group, babe. Well, then we got to sit on the plane. It's like 40 minutes. I was like, okay, well, I'll meet you on the plane then.
What's the difference between sitting on the plane and sitting in the terminal?
I'll tell you the difference. Charging sitting phones in the terminal, you ain't be able to start that movie yet. I get on a plane,
I sit down, I start moving.
I start immediately popping
most
on that
screen.
Most
of them have phone charger inputs.
Yeah.
You got a USB.
She's a weirdo.
We're the first ones on and the last ones off.
The thing with, it was different when we had Sammy and she had the stroller.
Yeah.
She wanted to go first. Now with Sebastian, because that dude, he does not sleep on the plane.
Okay.
Yeah, he just, although, just go.
Yeah.
But yeah, we push the limit on the age limit too.
Sure.
Stroller with the blanket over the legs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's great.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You get it, whatever the best, like, pre-check, whatever you get that you pay for. It's not as good as when you have a baby.
Right.
Like, especially when you have two babies. Yeah. The last time we were at the airport with both of them, the whole airport was like, get out of these people's way.
Yes.
Like, they're going to fuck it up for everyone if we don't give them immediate access to the front of every line. Like, we parked. So we got from our parked car to the gate in 20 minutes.
Did I park at the airport?
This time we did. Okay. That time we had to.
I refuse to park at that motherfucker.
But, yeah, I mean, it's a nice little... That's a benefit. I mean, you know, flying 5 hours with two small kids sucks.
Yeah.
So it's good that at least you get some benefit from it. But, yeah, I mean, it's not like...
Does she always got to sit in the middle? Like, because sometimes they're like, I want to sit by the window.
Yeah, that's what we did last time. Right. I think I sat by the window. Right. Ashley,
you can sit by the window? We all travel with the kids? Good for you.
Because Ashley's got to get up a lot.
Good for you, dog. Kind of
stuff.
Good for you.
I don't really... I've got a pretty good bladder, so I can, you know, I can hold it.
For me, it's not the bladder situation. I wonder if it's the same for you, Randy. I have real issues with my knees being crunched up, so I always get an aisle seat where I can straighten them out every once in a while.
I still rather have the window seat. I can stretch under that. But like,
my knees get real bad.
My legs are short.
I trip one person a flight by accident.
Yeah. I guess one good thing about being the height I am is I don't have to.
But the good thing about the middle seat, kids in the middle seat, I can stretch that leg out.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And we want her in the middle.
Yeah.
So we can both kind of play defense on her. And then with Jack passing back and forth, whatever.
You say, what do you do when Jack is to the point he requires his own seat? You do
probably
three and then an aisle
two
seat?
And two. Two and two.
You go two and two. Okay.
Yeah. Like, then you can play one-on-one defense.
Yeah.
I'm not letting,
a little man-to-man action.
I'm not letting her sit by herself on an airplane.
Well, it wouldn't be.
She's just going to fuck with everyone.
Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't be separated. It'd be like.
Even still.
32 B, C, D, and E.
Even still. I don't want to have anyone have to sit next to her. Like, she's very sweet, but like, you know, spatial awareness and she's going to lay out. Who knows? She might.
Are we talking about your wife or your daughter?
My daughter.
Oh, I thought you were talking. About your wife. I'm
so
wait, where is he going with this?
If we, you know, if you get two seats, then she either sits. Ashley sits next to the other person, and I sit next to the other person.
And you put by the window.
The kid either is on the aisle or on the window.
Yeah.
Ideally, on the window, so they're protected from everything.
Yes.
And they're not able to fuck with anybody but you. It's like
okay. The
last thing I want, and I think this is probably anybody that gets mad at parents on airplanes. Sometimes I'm sure some parents aren't doing their best, but like all parents on airplanes want to do is keep their kids quiet and asleep, ideally. Like, no one is intending to ruin your flight.
Outside of that one flight, when they were intending to piss me off, them little bastards.
Well, yeah. No, sometimes there's just bad parents.
And I just, I kept looking back at that crack to that little motherfucker. He was a cute little boy, too, but I don't give a fuck. I was like, dude, stop kicking my seat. And she grabbed his leg. And then he said,
yeah.
I was like, okay.
That's a one ass.
Yeah, the crying babies don't bother me. Like, what are you going to do? I feel bad for the parents. I don't get upset with the parents.
There's nothing you can do about it.
And then sometimes I'll get off the flight and someone will be like, oh, that crying baby. I'm like, don't you have fucking headphones, man?
Yeah.
Put on your headphones, dude. Like, what are you doing
here? That baby ruined your fucking day.
Put on headphones. Watch a goddamn movie.
Chill out. That baby who was in agony because
it
couldn't pop his ears.
It's a baby.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm with Randy. Like, if it's a kid who's, like, being an asshole.
That's on the parents.
Parent needs to control the kid.
Yes, he's been a little asshole. But it's like, lady.
Yep. Yep. God, I don't know when we're going to fly again. Hopefully never, but probably someday.
I'm gonna take the over on that one.
Yeah. Well, I know me and Ashley are flying to Michigan in July for a wedding, but not with them. Nice little
Whose wedding?
Nice little weekend.
Whose friend's wedding?
Both of our friends.
Okay.
That's a mutual friend.
I gotta go to a fucking wedding.
You met him, Greg. He was here.
I like Greg.
Little guy. Really nice. Found love.
Oh, yeah. I gotta go. We're proud of him. She keeps reminding me, I gotta go to a wedding for one of her coworkers. Like, I wanna go.
Where is it?
I don't know.
But it's here.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. No, no, we.
I'm trying to think because I've been to a few of her friends' weddings. Ain't none of them been fun. Except for one. It was a black folk wedding. Great time. The other ones? No, I'm just like.
Like, what makes it? What's the difference?
Music.
Yeah, music and drinks.
Drinks. Pretty much it. You're sitting there like, okay.
Yep. Pretty much it.
Yeah. Right.
Length of ceremony sometimes.
Like, damn, can you just marry her?
Yeah. We were at a wedding, Willie P's wedding. Longest ceremony I've ever been at.
That was
and
Catholic.
Also,
they dragged that out, man.
They made us all feel bad about ourselves.
Why?
Not me.
Basically, they're like, yeah, come on up if you are saved by the blood. And I'm
I tune that shit out. As a Jew?
Yeah,
I tune that shit out.
I don't actually care. But like the priest was very like, I don't know. I think he thought he was funny, but he wasn't. And then.
Did he?
It was like.
I don't remember this.
Yeah, he was like giving Will a hard time about some. It was bad.
Oh,
like,
in their not, little talk. Yeah,
it
whatever.
Was not good. It was not good at all.
Like, just get us fucking married.
Yeah, come on. Speed this
Here's
bad boy
what
up.
People
oh,
want.
Oh, no. Don't. No. Text thread for tomorrow's route. Don't do that shit, Garrett. I mean, block y'all
show.
Right now.
Excellent.
Immediately going on mute.
Block
what could possibly need to be discussed?
What the fuck needs to be discussed?
About a round table about the draft, the morning of the draft.
So what is that? Because I apparently missed the whole planning on this. Is this during Steak Show?
Yeah.
And it's you, Mike Johnson.
Joe and
Joe Patrick and.
Yeah. Well, they're having a meeting today at 1, so.
I bet you guys will talk about who the Falcons are going to take.
I'm pretty sure.
How long is it? Is it a full hour?
Yes. Yeah. These are
seems like pretty
you know what who else I like is Jeremy Fowler too. I like Jeremy. Yeah,
I think he does a good job.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised if some weird comes out about him.
Oh, he's a weird ass.
Seems like
dude.
A weird.
Yeah,
guy.
But he's yeah. Penix connection? Question mark. Okay, right.
To what?
Active phones, but nimbled Vikings plan to crystallize Patriots.
I did see one headline that said Penix is rising, and I thought that was pretty funny. Because people have done a pretty good job of avoiding the dick jokes with his last name.
Except for RG3.
Except for RG3, yeah. If it was Penix, it would be easier. But
Dick Penix injury. I mean,
energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Sure, yeah.
All right.
I got no problem with that. I
mean, RG3, did you see fucking Jameis Winston interviewing that fish?
Yes.
We must protect Jameis.
Yes, Jameis Winston's amazing.
Yes.
He might not be the best quarterback in the world, but
funny
he
ass
is
dude.
A very entertaining
He's
individual.
He's an entertaining individual that... Anytime,
like something's wrong with it, but like in a fun way.
Anytime he speaks, I just want to just listen.
Yeah, right. Because right. Who knows? Who knows where we're going?
Like, how many
buckle up? Who
how
knows?
Many unreleased Jameis takes are there?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Probably a lot.
Where he'd be like, damn, I should have had a camera.
My thing is like, okay, so he'll play for a little bit longer, but he's going to retire not too long. He's got to be in the media somehow.
I think James is going to be a preacher.
But like, you got to put him on TV somehow.
I think, you know? I think he might be an evangelist on TV. I heard TD Jakes is stepping down, so he might take over his mega church. All right.
That's good. I don't know. I just was thinking if they tried to do that, like, yeah. I don't know what the role is.
Right.
Like, you can't put him on a fucking panel.
Would he be like a Marshawn? Would he have like something like Marshawn?
Yeah,
something like
that's
that?
What it is. Like, yeah. Jameis goes and experiences things and we just video it.
Yeah.
That would actually be
he takes, like,
great.
He takes over Eli's thing. What's that shit called? Eli Around the World?
Something like that. Yeah, but yeah, like Jameis just goes and fucking.
The NFL seems too serious for him, though. Like, I feel like he'd be better as a studio contributor for a college stuff. I don't know why it just fits.
Is something on game day?
Like, so, yeah, I don't know why. Day, maybe it's just me.
Just send him around.
Fox's Big Noon Kickoff.
That would actually be pretty great. Like, if they, like, found a way to every week, all right, Jameis, we're in.
Jameis, we're in wherever.
Yeah.
We're in Madison, Wisconsin.
We're just sending you to a dairy farm.
Yeah.
We're going to video you at a dairy farm. That would be fucking hilarious.
Milking a cow or something.
It feels like the stuff he could get into on college campuses or in college towns.
Yeah.
Would be way more entertaining than like him discussing the NFL.
Definitely. Yeah, exactly.
That's all I meant from
the
college
perspective.
The last
thing I need is Jameis being asked to give me 45 seconds on the Steelers and the Packers.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Right.
I want to watch Jameis do weird stuff.
He'd almost be better off just doing a YouTube series.
Yeah, right. Like
just whatever he's going to do, just do a YouTube series. Right. You can make money on that stuff now.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I don't know.
I love that guy. He's
great.
He's incredible. He's incredible.
He does everything. Who does he play for now?
The Browns.
I mean,
great. Him and Deshaun Watson. Yeah. Who knows?
Who knows? Hell, Deshaun can't say.
Deshaun's played about 20% of the games he was supposed to play the last 5 years, so he can't stay healthy or, you know, on the field one way or the other.
Yeah. So, I saw I
guess he went to Saudi Arabia.
I guess he did. I saw that yesterday. Time. Yeah. Look, met with the prince and all that stuff.
Okay.
Good for you.
I just saw that tweet. Like, I don't follow Deshaun Watson.
I don't either, but I'm just telling you. Like,
I was like, you know what I was not expecting today was Deshaun Watson's book report on his trip to Saudi Arabia.
And how he met the prince.
Yeah, and how much fun he had and how much he learned about history.
I would know. Like, going out with them people is so different, though. Like, it's like, I won't say you don't feel worthy, but it's just different.
I can only imagine.
Because we went out with some. But they were the princesses and daughters. And they were, like, them bitches didn't care about how much money we had. They were like, oh, no, we got this.
Yeah.
Like,
whatever you have,
they have unlimited of it.
Yeah. We spill that.
It's in the cup drawer. They have $500,000 car.
That's an oil spill. Like, we were just, like, me and the boys, we were cooling. Like, I ain't never had a woman pay for me before or pay for anything. Like, going out and stuff. Dude, yeah. They took care of everything.
That's funny.
I was like, damn. You sure you? No, we got it.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
Sit back. The biggest thing of the night was trying to close one of them. They don't give it up.
Yeah. No.
No.
No, that's a marriage thing. Plus, all not like more than just marriage. Like, you also have to.
Yeah. Yeah. They ain't.
Religion.
Yeah, they ain't. You might as well just keep the bat. Hit the you up text to, like, the plan D, because. Ain't none of that happening. None.
Even for Deshaun?
Nope. I'm sorry.
Not even like a.
Not even a
little happy ending.
Side hugs and all.
Dang, Deshaun was bummed out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.